In so many ways, these readings this weekend are at the heart of what it means to be Christian. Last week, we heard Peter's confession, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus says to him, "You are rock then, and on this rock I will build my church." So Peter stands for the church in that wonderful profession of faith, one of Peter's brightest moments in his life. And then a few minutes later, he is called Satan by Jesus. "Get behind me, Satan." Why? Because Jesus says, okay, now that you understand that I am the Messiah, you need to know what Messiah means. It's not a king. It's not someone, a conquering general who is going to free you from the Romans. Messiah means to suffer and die and rise again. And Peter says, no, it can't be that. We won't let that happen. Peter speaks for us in so many ways. We, the church, in our brighter moments, confess that Jesus is Lord. And in our darker moments, we say, but I want it my way. I don't want it your way. I want to avoid the cross. So Jesus then turns to his disciples and he says, I want to say to all of you that this is not just a prediction about my personal Calvary. It's a prediction about yours as well. The only way you're going to enter into my life is through entering into my death. And we recall that reality every time we sign ourselves in the baptismal water back there at the door. And this morning, we're bringing a new person into that death and resurrection. Adelie is going to die in the baptismal font ritually. And then for the rest of her life, she's going to be signing herself, reminding that there was this day when she became, through death, a renewed, recreated member of the kingdom of God, a member of the body of Christ. St. Paul says, offer your bodies as a living sacrifice. Jesus puts his body on the cross. It wasn't just an idea for Jesus. He put his body into it. He walked the walk all the way to the death. And he asks us to walk that as well. Anyone who is not willing to take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. On the front of the cathedral in Salina, there's a frieze in stone, and it's a wonderful depiction of a liturgical procession. They're heading toward the door of the church, and it's headed up by the bishop, who is carrying an enormous cross. And everybody in the diocese has a hand on that cross. They're helping the bishop carry that cross in a liturgical procession. And above that is inscribed, anyone who is not worthy of me, anyone who is not willing to take up his cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Same thing we heard in the gospel today. This is at the heart of what it means to be Christian. And the only way you're ever going to be rid of the fear of death that so controls our world, the only way you're ever going to be transformed, as St. Paul says, be transformed by the renewal of your minds, the renewal, the transformation of looking at reality from a completely different lens, the lens of death and resurrection. And St. Paul says, you need to put your body into it. Now, liturgically, we do that every Sunday. We are invited to lay ourselves on the altar along with Christ. This is not just a memorial of his putting his body into it, but it's an opportunity for us to put our bodies into it as well. Our bodily sacrifice joined to his and made perfect. In addition to that image of the liturgical procession at the cathedral, I want to give you one other one. In Ravenna, Italy, there's a church, and up in the clerestory sections on both sides, there are processions, liturgical processions, and on on one side are male martyrs, and on the other side are female martyrs, and they're all walking in a liturgical procession toward the altar, and they're carrying in their hands their martyr's crown, which is a way of saying, this is how we put our bodies into this. This is our sacrifice. It's the sacrifice of our lives. And at the head of the male martyrs are the three kings, and they're offering their three gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And on the head of the female martyrs is the emperor and the empress, and they're carrying their coffers with their gifts for Christ. It's a wonderful symbol of the renewal of the whole human race, the recreation in Christ, the transformation of our minds and our bodies into the living body of Christ. And it's to that, in its good moments and its bad, in its light and in its darkness, with all the fragility and with all the sin that's still with us, we invite Adelie into all of that. And let's be real. Let's not pretend that it's always light, that there's no darkness. Let's not pretend that we're always Peter in his good moments saying, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, but also Peter in his bad moments saying, we won't let that happen to you. To that we invite Adelie.